We view this indictment as a complete travesty of justice and a terrible abuse of the legal system. This indictment came down because of the efforts from an ideological and rogue United States attorney who's been on record for his bigotry towards Muslims and, in particular, an animus towards Dr. Alarian.
Dr. Alarian signed a plea agreement in 2006 under government threats of a second trial. He pled guilty to one count of assisting associates of a terrorist group with nonviolent activities. His sentence was supposed to end in the spring of 2007, but it was extended by 1 year as he was held in contempt of court for refusing to testify before a grand jury in an unrelated case. He finished serving his sentence more than 2 months ago and has since been in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement awaiting deportation to join his family, who moved from Tampa to Egypt last year. Marino said that Thursday's indictment is just another example of the U.S. Department of Justice acting in a political manner.
This United States attorney is at home in a very political and ideological Department of Justice. We know that 2 days ago, a report came down from the Inspector General of the United States, which found that the Department of Justice has been shamelessly politicized and found that applicants to the department were disqualified on the basis of buzzwords on their resumes like social justice. Working for Planned Parenthood was another basis to get your application rejected.
Dr. Alarian's current attorney, Jonathan Turley, issued a statement saying that his plea agreement with the government does not require him to cooperate and that he has no information to provide on the Virginia case. WMNF attempted to speak with Turley, but he did not return our calls by airtime. But Linda Marino says she agrees with Turley.
Dr. Alarian is the latest tragic example of someone acquitted by an American jury, promised by the government to expedite his deportation after his sentence in a one-count plea, only to be dragged before a daisy chain of grand jurors and kept incarcerated in the most abusive of conditions. We know that he gave two detailed statements under oath to the government. He offered to take a polygraph, and the government responded by indicting him yesterday. Dr. Alarian is a victim, and the American people are victims of this out-of-control, politicized Department of Justice.
Dr. Alarian's daughter, freelance journalist and author Layla Alarian, said that the latest indictment is a way for the government to punish her father after a jury found him not guilty.
It's just the continuation of government harassment and persecution of him. And it's just very clear that this is a vindictive move by them to increase his time in jail and to persecute him and torture him.
Attorney Linda Marino said that the government was only trying to get Dr. Alarian to testify before the grand jury in order to create an excuse to charge him with perjury, what she called a classic perjury trap.
No matter what Dr. Alarian would have said in front of the grand jury, this rogue U.S. attorney would have determined that Dr. Alarian was lying and could have indicted him on perjury and obstruction of justice, only to wait out the system to the verdict to see if indeed that was the case. These classic perjury traps happen every day around the country, and especially when you have the kinds of intent and motivation of this particular United States attorney. Again, remember, the backdrop of this is that Dr. Alarian gave under oath to the government two detailed statements, proffers, on what he knew about their investigation. On top of that, he offered to take a polygraph. And the government responded by indicting him, which shows that they really didn't care what he had to say. This was their intent all along.
WMNF asked Marino how long sentencing would be for a typical contempt conviction.
When it comes to Dr. Sammy Alarian, nothing, absolutely nothing is typical. As a practicing lawyer for almost 30 years, I can tell you that I have never seen so many rules abandoned as I saw in my 2-year representation of Dr. Alarian. It would not surprise me if he is convicted that this U.S. attorney walk into court with a straight face and ask the judge to sentence him to some egregious, ridiculous term of imprisonment. Of course, that will be challenged vigorously. There is no rhyme or reason to what this U.S. attorney is doing.
Layla Alarian said the government could keep her father in prison for many more years if he's found guilty of contempt, and the uncertainty is affecting her family.
We're absolutely absolutely devastated. I mean, we really were hoping and praying that my father would be able to join us this summer, and that's kind of how we've been planning our life around that and around him finally being released. My mother moved to Egypt last year in the hope that he would join her, and 1 year later, she's still alone. She's still deciding. So we really feel uprooted. Most of all, we feel for him. He's made so many clear statements that he won't testify, that this is a violation of the plea agreement.